Do you know that red light therapy can actually improve your erection? Stay tuned to find out.
This podcast is for you, the modern man. I'm Dr. Anne Truong, your host. I'm an intimate health medical doctor and best-selling author of the book, Erectile Dysfunction Fixed. I'll do a deep dive into sexual health and performance and how it affects men of all ages and backgrounds. So let's get started and be sure to visit my website at sexualhealthformenpodcast.com for more information and resources from the show. See you on the inside.
Let me start with some background. Red light therapy, or called low light therapy, has been used for women to make their skin look better, feel better, look younger, because it brings in more blood flow and renew the skin. People have used it for hair loss, to wear as a cap to help with new hair regrowth. And red light therapy has been around for a long time. It also can be used as a wrap around an area that is painful, so it brings in more blood flow, and it also will renew the area. Let's talk about how red light therapy can improve erection. Now, red light therapy is also low-level laser therapy, or another term called photobiomodulation, PBM. It's been studied in a variety of health conditions, but let's talk about ED. This is not the only treatment for ED. As you know, ED is a complex disease that has to be treated from multiple modalities. So I'm just talking about one singular modality. Doing it alone will not treat your ED. But if you combine it with diet, exercise, sleep, and stress reduction, and penis pumping, and taking the supplements such as nitrous oxide, all of that combined together will work together in improving your penile health. And you know, I'm a big proponent of prevention and maintenance rather than waiting for things to fall apart. It's like your teeth. Treat your penis like your teeth, okay? So number one, how does red light therapy help? It improves blood flow. How it does is open up blood flow and remove the blockages. And what it does is that it will help kind of brings in more blood flow for a firmer erection. Number two, it enhances nitric oxide production. As you know, nitrous oxide production is needed to have better blood flow in the penis. Well, it stimulates more nitrous oxide, an essential compound for opening the blood vessels. Number three, it reduces inflammation. What it means is that it takes away the toxin and it helps with repair, like self-repair, and also kind of regeneration of the nerve as well, too. Now, the research has been done on this, a small-scale study that's anecdotal, and does show some beneficial side effects. However, it lacks large-scale studies with placebo control, but is something to be investigated more. Now, what is some of the side effects of red light therapy? Well, it can cause some bruising. It can cause some swelling, but it's fairly safe. Now, let me show you this. So here, I have it wrapped around. It looks like this. I have it wrapped around the penis pump that I recommend. And you wrap it around the penis pump. You put your penis in here and you would turn it on and pump. And then you have it wrapped around the cylinder of the penis pump. And then as you're pumping, you leave your erection in there for about 10 minutes and then just let the infrared light therapy just stays in there for 10 minutes. And then you deflate and then wait for 10 minutes. And while you're waiting for 10 minutes, you can still have your penis here as well. And then you turn on the pump again and pump it for another 10 minutes. And then deflate. So the total time that you want to be wearing the infrared light is about 20 minutes. What's cool about this is that you can unwrap it and it looks like this, like right here. I'm having a charge. It's rechargeable. You have it wrapped like this and you wrap it around the cylinder as well. Now, women has had this on their face to help with younger looking skin And you can put this on your hair to help with hair loss and hair renewal. Now, I like it around the penis pump like this to work in conjunction with pumping, because as you're pumping, you're bringing in blood flow to the penis. And as you bring in blood flow, you might as well have the infrared light there ready to stimulate healing, stimulate more blood flow, stimulate cell repair as well. So it's a combination effect of both the pumping and the infrared light. And people ask me, well, can you wrap it around the penis without the pump? Yes, you can, because people put it on their face as well. You shouldn't do it more than around 10 minutes if you're going to wrap it around the penis area. But I like it, especially around the penis pump right here. And you can also combine this before you do the exercise here. You can also combine it by taking nitrous oxide, like the nitrous oxide supplement that I have in my store. Check it out here and check it in the banner below. You take one nitrous oxide capsule half an hour before you pump. And then when you pump, you wrap the infrared light wrap around the penis pump like this, and you pump. So now you have three ways to increase blood flow, which is nitrous oxide that you take as a capsule. Then you have the pump, and you have the infrared light. Now, the combination of things works much better than just single treatment. So combine that with a good diet, such as a Mediterranean diet, exercise 30 minutes a day, or even three times a week, sleep 7 hours at nighttime, and stress reduction. And all of that will go a long way. In my previous episode, I talk about 30 minutes of exercise a day is as good as a Viagra. Now, if you do all the things that I talk about together, combined, it will be much better than taking an ED medication or even a penile implant. It takes some time and it takes work, but like the same thing you do with your teeth. You brush your teeth every day, you floss, and you take care of it. The same thing with your penis. You take care of it. You take it to the gym. You do all the treatment to maintain it, because you want it to work for the rest of your life. You want it to work for the rest of your life. You got to take care of it. You don't take care of it, you're going to lose it. And also, when you exercise, you can also increase your testosterone. Eating well as sleep can also increase your testosterone level as well too. So having said that, I hope you liked this episode. I want you to start thinking about using multiple modality to preserve and optimize and even repair and even start treating your ED with natural therapy. And then I would really appreciate it if you like, subscribe, and comment on this episode and see what you think. I really like to know your thought. And just know that I know it's hard to find good information out there on the internet, and there are a lot of misinformation. I really want to bring natural research solution that is helpful for you. That is something that you can do at home, actually, for your sexual health. That's why I created the Modern Man Club. It's a space where I coach you to get out of ED with natural research solution that work. So follow the link here below here to check out the Modern Man Club, or you can go to noedman.com. noedman.com to check out the Modern Man Club, and you get access to me twice a month, and you can ask me any question. And in the Modern Man Club, I leave resources for you to do on your own on how to restore your erection again, and really how to really reverse the effect of ED so you can get functioning again. So I hope to see you in the next episode. Are you struggling and frustrated in finding a solution for ED? Well, I have just the thing for you. It's called the Modern Man Club, led by yours truly, Dr. Ann. Together, we're redefining male sexuality and embracing a holistic approach to overcoming ED without medication or surgery. I will provide a protective environment for a community and proven strategy to overcoming ED. It is a safe place, expert coaching by me and my team. We provide holistic approach to overcoming ED and an empowering community of men with ED supporting one another and lots and lots of educational resources. Visit menssexualityclub.com at the link here on my right and connect with us and reclaim control over your sexual health. I'll see you there.
Thanks for listening to the Sexual Health for Men podcast. If you love this episode, then please take a screenshot on your phone and post it on Facebook, Instagram, or wherever you post. And be sure to tag me and let me know why you like this episode and what you like to hear in the future. That will help me know what's great for you, and I would love to give you the most incredible free gift designed to help you improve performance quickly. Go to my website at sexualhealthformenpodcast.com to get the book, The 5 Common Costly Mistakes Men Make When Facing ED. I would appreciate it if you subscribe, leave a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen, and just know that you can have sexual vitality for life. I appreciate you. Until next time.